Nishalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marini Miras Yichyu, the schus Esther Dina Brachbas Esther Hadassa, and the Rufuasa and Bele Elisheva Bas Uchama Shendel and Yosef Moshe Ben Ora. So Shar Chole Yisrael shall have a four. In the Gemara in Maseches Bava Kame, Bidaf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, HaGemara mityacheset l'shitat Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef holds that Yeush isn't Kaina. Rabbi Yosef's Shita. Yeush is not Kaina. So the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yosef, Meisvei, Haganav ve'agazlan ve'anos, Hekdesh and Hekdesh, Yitumas and Tumum, Masos and Maser. So a ganav and a gazlan, and somebody who is an anas, somebody who takes an object without rishus, but he pays for it. Their hekdesh is a valid hekdesh. Hekdesh is chal. The truma is a valid truma, and the meiser is a valid meiser. Now you can't be makdish or give trumas and meiseris for something that doesn't belong to you. So it must be that there was yeush. Since there was yeush, we see from here that yeush is kind. Kashem Rabbi Yosef. And for the Gemara, Amri Hosam Ikashinu Yashem the Mei Kore Tivle Vahashta Trume Hektish Mei Kore Chulin Vahashta Hektish. There in the case of the Paraisa, there's a Shini Hashem. And through the Shini Hashem, the Gzela is acquired to the Gazlan. He wasn't acquiring with Yeush, he was acquiring with the Shini Hashem. Because originally Bishas HaGzela was called Tevel. And now it's called Trume. Originally it was called Hektish. And originally it was called Chulin. And now it's called Hekdesh. So, you see from here that Enchinami, Yehosh alone is not Koine. But if there's a Shini Hashem, then there is a Kinyan. עד כאן מדברי קודשו של הגמרא במסכת בבא קמא בדף סמך זין עמוד ב' בפרק מרובה, אחד מהפרקים הכי מפורסמים בש"ס, הכי נרמדים בש"ס, ברוך השם. מדברי התוספות מבואר that a ganav could be also makdish על ידי יש ושיני רשוס. This writes, וזה לשוינם, this is a מעיקר החולין, בקודשים שאין חייב באחריס לא יצריך ליתן טעם. Ze. The yesh kan shini rishus. El boy look me afilu b'chatas u'v'oshem. Avagav me kol ha'toyr d'ruvin v'hash toyr d'ruvin. Mikol mokom shini Hashem. Yesh kan. Zot omeret, Tois had a kasha. Why does Gemara say the hek dizal midin chinu shini shini rishus? When he's makdish it, so now it's not in, it now went into the rishus of hekdish. So the reason it's hekdish is because it's shini rishus. Yeush doesn't create a kinyan, but Shini Rishus does. There's Yeush and there's Shini Rishus. First one was Mesiyayish, and now there's Shini Rishus. So that's what it was kind of, because now it belongs to Hektish. So Tosis answers that Shini Rishus doesn't help in all kachim. Kachim, that a person's chayv b'achrayis, he's responsible to replace it, it's not considered Shini Rishus. Like Tosis says, originally it's the shore of Ruvain, it's still the shore of Ruvain. So you see that a ganav could be makdish afila de yeyush v'shinui harishus. V'chein v'vuar b'ramban, me'aramban b'mulchamois, mem aleph amad aleph b'dapei arif, ayein sham heitev ela. There's a question here. That since shinui Hashem and shinui rishus are only an outcome of the fact that the gazlan was makna the gzela to hekdesh. So it emerges that the gzela wasn't his when he was makdish it. So how's the hekdesh chal originally? The Gemara says, you know why there's a kinyan? Because there's shinu Hashem. Or in Tosfos, shinu rishus also works. Yeah. But the shinu Hashem and shinu rishus is only a toitsa, is only an outcome of the fact that the gazlan was makdish. when he was makdish it, it wasn't his. So how does it work? How's the hekdesh chal? So zokta Rashbe, Gittin 55b, vivua maschil ulefichoch. Kotev kacha vikashya lach iyeish kali le koni hechamotzi makdish le. You're gonna have a kasha. Viyeish alone is in koine, and how can be makdish? Yish loymar kevan de shinui hashem. Inam yishinu rishus koni hekdesho v'kniyosu boim keechod. Zokta Rashbe. That since the gazlan is kind of the gzela through a shinui, memela it's already considered his, insofar as he can be makdishit, because it's boim keechod. The shinui rishus is boim keechod together with the kinyan of the person being mishana the rishus, the person being makdishit. So the kinyan and the knia comes a big chiddush in the Rashba. The Kenyan and the Hekdesh come back ke'echas, boim ke'echot. Kacha Rashba. And that's how, when he's makdishit, the Hekdesh is chal, because his Kenyan is chal together with the Hekdesh. However, the Ktsais in Simen Shin Nun Gimel, Sif Katan Aleph. I know you were thinking about that. He writes that the svar of the Rajba only helps by Shini Hashem, not by Shini Rishus, because we see in Tosis and Sukkah 30b, and from the Rabban and Lochamos, Bofakama, Mem Alef Amar Alef Midapi Arif, that Shinui is effective. That Yeush is effective together with Shinui Rishus, because that's how it works over here. When in our Sugya, Gemara says that there's a the Shini Hashem, or Tosa the Shini Rishus, there's also Yeush. So originally, so this Yeush together with that, so that Yeush works together with Shini Rishus, is because it comes into the hands of the Lokech Behetela. Because the whole reason that Yeush alone is in Koine is because Bi'isura Asi Liyodeh, like we see in the Gemara, and of Samach Vov Amar Aleph, came to his hands Be'isur. Aval Lokeach, he's Koine with the Yeush, because by him it's Behetela. By him it came into his hands with Heter. Because there was already Yeush beforehand. First guy, there was only Yeush. He took it, and now there's Yeush. But now when the second guy gets it, he's already getting it post-Yeush. So therefore, it's effective. It's coming to his hands beheter. So according to this, it emerges that Shini Rishus is fundamentally different than Shini Hashem. Shini Hashem is a kinyan mitzad gazlan, that he's kind of the gzela through the joining together of the Yeush and the Shini Hashem. But Shini Rishus is a kinyan mitzad haloikeach she'af al pi shehagazlan be'atzmoy eino yochel liknois b'yeyush, because b'surah s'liyadeh, nevertheless the loikeach can be kona b'yeyush because it didn't come into his hands b'yisr. So by shinui Hashem, what are the mechanics? The gazlan is kind of the object because of there's Yeush. In other words, he steals the object. There's Yeush. And then there's Shinu Hashem. What's the Shinu Hashem? That he's makdishit or he's meisers it. So that's mitzad the gazlan. But Shinu Rishus is mitzad the loikeach, because the gazlan can be koneh with yeush because he's surah siliyade, but the loikeach could be koneh with yeush because behetera siliyade. Because there was already yeush, but not the gazlan. So by Shini Rishus, the kinyan is mitzad the lokeach. The gazlan himself can't be koneh b'yeush b'surah s'liyadeh, but the lokeach mi koneh, because it didn't come to his hands with this. Or Mashen came when it comes to Shini Hashem, that's a kinyan mitzad the gazlan. He's koneh the gzela by joining together the yeush and the Shini Hashem. According to this, it emerges that through the Shini Rishus, The loikeach cannot be koine the gzela because of the hakna of the gazlan. But rather, the loikeach is koine the gzela directly from the nigzel. When there's a shinui rishus, it's a kinyan mitzad loikeach. And who's he being a koine from? From the nigzel. Because there was yeush, the nigzel had yeush, and now it's going into the rishus of the koine. So it's directly from the gazlan to him. It's directly from the original bialim to him. The loikeach isn't kind of the gzela because of the hakna of the gazlan. Rather, the loikeach himself is kind of the gzela directly from the nigzel. And the Ktzos writes that according to this, it has to be that only through shini hashem he could be makdish, but not by shini rishus, because only by shini hashem we could say like the Rashba that it's as if the gazlan was kind of the gzela. Because the Hekdesh and the Kinyan are Boim Ka'achas. So at the time of Hekdesh, there's Hekdesh and there's Kinyan, and they're simultaneous. But Adei Shinu Rishus, he can't do it. He can't be Makdesh. Why? Because the Gazlan himself is not Kona through Shinu Rishus. So he has no bailus to be makdish. And according to this, the Ktzos is Tamei on Tosfos, who writes that he could be makdish aydei shini rishus. So Nachama, when it comes to shinui rishus, when it comes to Shinui Hashem, you could say like the Rashba. Because what's happening in Shinui Hashem, it's the Gazlan who's being koine. When the Gazlan makes the Shinui Hashem, the Kinyan of the Gazlan and the Hekdesh come at the same time. Because it's the Gazlan who's making the Kinyan. So you can say they come at the same time. And it's Chal. When it comes to Shinui Rishus, since, like the Ktzos says, it's going directly from the rishus of the nigzal into the rishus of hekdesh. So the gazlan never had it. If the gazlan never had it, how's he being makdish? Because shuni rishus is a kinyan mitzad de lokeach. The gazlan himself can't be kona b'yeush. But the loikeach can be kona because it wasn't asiliyade b'isura. Because by the time he gets it, there's already yeush and shinui rishus, so he's beseder. But the gazlan never had it. So if the gazlan never had it, then how's he able to make this transaction? How's he able to affect this kinyan? Hashem, that's when it comes to Shini Rishus. When it comes to Shini Hashem, he can affect the transaction, the Gazlan, because it does go into his Rishus, because the Shini Hashem that he's making is coming together with his Kenya. So he's being Kone together with the Hekdesh. Him being Makdishit. He's Makdishit and Kone at the same time. And Mamel the Hekdesh is Chal. Because the Shinui Hashem is happening together at the same time as the Kinyan. So Kinyan and Shinui Hashem are simultaneous, so everything is great. But Shinui Rishus, it never goes through the hands of the God. The Gazlan never had a Kinyan in it. Since by Shinui Rishus, the Gazlan and the Kinyan is only Mitzat the Loikeach. And not mitzad the gazlan, because the gazlan be suras liyade, so he can't be konet. So who's konet? The lekech is konet, together with the yeush, but then never belong to the gazlan. Hashem came when he makes the shuni Hashem. That's a kinyan mitzad the gazlan, Because he's kind of the gzela through the itstafus of Yerush and Shini Hashem. When it comes to Roshina Roshus, it's the kona being kona directly from the nigzel. And since the gazel never had it, how did he make this kinyan? So Tosis was wondering, the Tosis was wondering about Tosis. How does Tosis say the Gazlan can be makdish by Shini Rishus, Mapito? It's never his. However, Yesh Lahayr. That according to Tosis, the Kenya machine Rishus is Misad Lakeach. Without the Hakna of the Gazlan, because the Amshel Shlomo and Simit Zayin proves that it's impossible to say that the Kenya of Shini Rishus is only Misad Lakeach. Because we see later on, 68a, that Rosheshus holds that if the Gazlan sells the shore before Yeyush, he's not Chayv Bedalev Vehei, because what he did wasn't effective. Because Lefnei Yeyush, it's not a Mechir at all. And if we say that even after Yeyush, the Loikeach is not koined Gzela, I the Aknas HaGazlan, but rather, he's koined Gzela me Atzmo me Anigzal. So even after Yeyush, it's not a Mechira. And the Maisim of the Gazlan aren't effective. Because the Loikeach was koined without the Aknas of the Gazlan. So we have to say that it's considered that the Gazlan sold the shore to the Lokeach, not like the Ksos. So we know that in general there's a chiyuv to pay Dalet V'hei if he was Meicher, if he stole and he was Meicher. So Rav Sheshet says that if he stole and there was no Yeush and then he sold it, there's no Dalet V'hei. Because it wasn't effective, because Lefnei Yeush it wasn't Mechira. So if you say like the Ksos wants to say, that even after Yeyush, the Lekech isn't koined Gzela. Through the Hakno of the Gazlan, but rather directly from the Nigzel. So even the Acher Yeyush, it's not considered a valid Mechira of the Gazlan. And if it's not considered a valid Mechira, why is he paying Dalet V'hei? Yet he does pay Dalet V'hei. So we have to say that it is like the Gazlan sold the shore to the Lekech, not like the Ktsois. The Ktsois wants to say it's going directly from the hands of the Nigzel into the hands of the Lekech. But you see, not like that. Because if that were true, then the Gazlan would never pay Dalet V'hei. Another kasha is Aletzim Divrei Rashba, who writes that Hekdesh HaGazlan Chol, because Hekdesh for Kinyan Boim Kechad, how is it Shaykh to say such a big Chiddush without Xeris HaKosov? That we say Gito V'yad Boim Kechad Gabi Isha Bevet Kenaini is because Xeris HaKosov Bevet Vishad Sagdi Maisa Nesina Ba'alma, like the Ktsos explains, all you need is a Maisa Nesina. And that's Xeris HaKosov. Since enough of the Maisa Nesina, so then you can say that Gito V'yad Boim Kechad. But here, where you have to make a kinyan, so first it has to be yours, and then you make the transaction. Can't make a transaction if it's not, can't make a kinyan if it's not yours. There, but every issue with Xeris HaKosov, you just need a mice in the scene, you need a kinyan, so we can say, but here, without Xeris HaKosov, how can you say that somebody that you can be making something without it being yours, and it's Baim Kechad, it's a big chiddush in the Rashba. So in Bava Kama, we've been going through the Shiurim of Reino HaGoin, of Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky. So he is metaritz as follows, if I'm reading him right. Rabbi Chonon, in the Kovet Shiurim in Ois Tes Vov and Tes Zayin, explains, Benin Yerush v'Shini Rishus, that it's impossible to say like the Tzois, that Shini Rishus is koine mitzad ha-Lekeach, b'li ha-Knos ha-Gazlin, because how is it possible for the Lekeach to be koine something that's not his? That the Gazlan is koine b'yeyush is only because the Gazlan has kinyan gzela michatz gzela, and the chi of hashav is ma'akev, the fact that he has to return it, holds him back that the kinyan shouldn't be completely chal. But the gzela is already considered his from now, vis-a-vis afterwards when there's going to be no longer a chi of hashav. And since shini rishus is mafkia, removes the chi of hashav, mamela the hakano of the Gazlan is chal. Because in this matter, the Gazlan is the Bailam Mishas Gzela. And that the Rishonim write, the reason is because Batera Asli Yodei de Lakech is because Bisura Asli Yodei is Ma'akev the Chalos HaKinyan, even after Yeush. If it was Bisura Asli Yodei, then it wouldn't help that there's Yeush. But since by the Lakech it's Beheter, it emerges then that the Bailus of the Nigzal is not Ma'akev the Kinyan of Lakech because Batera Asli Yodei. But nevertheless, he still can't be Kona without the Akana of the Gazlan. Because the Gabe Kol Masha Bailus HaNigzal Eina Ma'akeves, whatever the Bailus of the victim, the stolen from party, does not hold back, the Gazlan is considered the Bailam. In other words, the only way that the Koines is from the Gazlan. And he's considered the Bailam because he has Kinyan Gzela and he's responsible for this object. And then then afterwards, when there's no longer a Chiyuv Hashava, it's considered his so much that his akana works. So according to this, we understand what Taisa says, that Shinui Rishus is Moa Legabe Hekdesh. Taisa says that Shinui Rishus works for Hekdesh, because since there's Koich B'yad Gazlin to be Makne, both in Shiyuv L'Rishus HaMakabu Be'atero, because it was already Yayush, and now there's going to be Shinui Rishus. So Kvar Achshav, he could be Makin and he could be Makdish. So that's how Tosis can say that Shini Rishus is Mo Legabe Hakdish. Because it's coming to the hand of Hakdish Beheter. And it's considered that already now the Gazlan has Kinyan Gzela, that to the extent that afterwards when he gives it to Hekdesh, it's him giving it. He has the koch to do Hakna. Because the only thing that stops him from doing Hakna is the Kinyan of the Nigzel. But if the Kinyan Nigzal is going to stop him, you do Akana. When does the Kinyan Nigzal not stop him? When it's going to go into a new Rishus Beheter. When is it going to go into a new Rishus Beheter? When he's Makane to Hekdesh. So therefore, Kvar Achshav, he has the Koach. Since afterwards it's going to go into Hekdesh, but Rishus, already now he has the Koach to do Akana. So it would appear that we can explain the Ramban based on Rabbi Chanan, in Mochamos 41b, Midape Arif, he explains Ketivrei Tosfos, that Yeush and Shinui Rishus are effective because Asi Liyode de Lakeach Beheteiro, because the Lakeach gets it Beheter, because there was already Yeush and now there's Shinui Rishus. And he also writes that the Gazlan can be Makdish Mitam Yeush Vishinui Rishus, The Gazlan can be Makdish, Mitam Shini Hashem, Shini Rishus, like Tosfos says. And then the Ramban writes, Aval Gazlan lo kani, Kevan de ein lo, Shein lo bailam, Heach yikrav. Hare Makdish lo kanal me'olam. Venerili akar bagav is be'ach klal. Kokon govo akonashe hu hekdesh. In other words, you know the Gazlan's the Makdish. Nevertheless, he's not the bailam, because he was never kona before. And therefore, even though hekdesh is chal, nevertheless, the carbon is pasul akrava. But what does the Ramban mean? If the Gazlan isn't considered the Bailim, so how is he makna the behemel rishus kavo? How's the hekdesh chal b'cha? Based on Rabbi Chanan says we understand very well that even though the Gazlan could be makna the gzela to whoever's going to be kona b'shin rishus, nevertheless, the Gazlan himself was never kona the gzela before. He just has the potential to be makne to someone else, because when he's makne to that third party, then that third party is going to be kone. But he was never kone. Since he was never kone, so then you can't bring this as a carbon. He was never kone, and it doesn't belong to the nigzal either. So according to this, we can also be miyashiv the Rashba, that Shinui Rishus and Yayush are effective because Hakdesh of Kinyas Abayim Keachot. And that's by first explaining what the Chazanish says about the Musag of Gita B'yad Abayim Keachot, the Chazanish, in Ibn Ezer. Kuf Mem Zayin B'nyanei Avodim Ois Yud explains that the Yisod of Gita B'yad Abayim Keachot is to be midid lo shaykh odom begave yesh lo vitzchuyas la'atzma. But in a matter where the Adon isn't Shaykh, the Eved has his own rights. And as far as the rights to be Makabalish Tar Shichur, the Adon never had Zechia be'Eved. So it emerges that Linyan Shichur, the Eved has a Yad. Ayin Shem B'divrei HaChazonish. That's why Gito V'Yad Eboim Ke'echot. Because the Adon never had Bailus over his right to be Makabalish Tar Shichur. And Memela, when he gets it, so he gets not only the, he gets his yad back and he gets the get at the same time. Because with vis-a-vis shichur, he has a yad. And therefore he can, his yad comes together with the get. He gets everything. He gets freed and he has a yad. So according to this, Bayim Kecha doesn't mean the Gabe Eved that he's makabel siyado al yedei shichur. But rather, since the Adon doesn't have any schuyos in his liberation, Melin, already now he has a yad to be pulled the shichur. Already now his yad could be activate the shichur. So according to this, we understand the Rashba very well. But according to Rebbe Chanan, so it emerges that already now the Gazlan has a yad, like Abayze Shechiyuv Hashava Lo Ya'akev. Already now the Gazlan has a yad. Remember we said, Rebbe Chanan said that as long as the Chiyuv HaShava is in Ma'akev, so then it belongs to him. And we saw the Rebbe Chanan explain that the Gazlan is kind of Bishinui is only because the Gazlan already has Kinyan Igzela Mishas Hagzela. Just the Chiyuve HaShavar Ma'akev, but the Kinyan shouldn't be Chalagamre. But the Igzela is already Kishaloy Me'achshav vis-a-vis the time of afterwards. It's already like his now vis-a-vis afterwards when there's no longer going to be a Chiyuv HaShav. And Rav Chanan said that since the Shini Rishus is Mafkiya the Chiyuv HaShav, Memela, the Hakana of the Gazlan is effective. Because Linyan said the Gazlan is the Bailam already Mishas Hegzela. That was Rebbe Chanan. So, already now the Gazlan has a Yad vis-a-vis any matter in which the Chiyuv HaShav is not Ma'akev. If the Chiyuv HaShav is Ma'akev, he doesn't have a Yad. Which means that it's not actually his Yad because the Chiyuv HaShav is Ma'akev. But as far as other Kinyan Hegzela, he has a Yad. It's already his. Now, is the Chiyuv HaShava Ma'akev the Chalos Kinyan if Hetera Behetera Asiliyade? The answer is no. Because if Hetera Asiliyade, there's no Chiyuv HaShava. So the Chiyuv HaShava is not Ma'akev. Since the Chiyuv HaShava is not Ma'akev, so already now he has the Yad Lahakdish. So we can say Hakdesh over Kinyas Abayim Kechad. As we asked, Mehechi Tesi to say Gita V'Yad Abayim Kechad, we have Xeris HaKasa. Gevaldik. How can you say Hekdesh over Kinyas Abayim Keachot? So the answer is you can say Hekdesh over Kinyas Abayim Keachot because, like Rabbi Chanan explained, that he already has a Yad now with regard to matters in which there is no Ikuv Mitzad the Chiyuv HaShava. And the Chiyuv HaShava is not Ma'akev when it's Betera Asiliyade. And therefore, Kvar Achshav, he already has a Kinyan with regard to being makne beteras, if beteras iliyade. So in Mele, you can say that hekdesh of a kinyaso, his kinyan comes together with the hekdesh, because as far as hekdesh is concerned, he already has a kinyan now. Behadvarim me'irim ve'amukim. Tov, there's obviously not a velt more to say, there's 10,000 more velts to say, and that's obviously understating the understatement. So mirtz Hashem, we will hopefully revisit this and see more and more in a flow. Smitaritz Hashem Yisbarach. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.